Hey, this is Nancy Campbell in Starsfield. It's July 31st, 1992. I'm the home of Lola Larmer. When were you married?
1940.
1940? And where was that?
Leonard Church was not there anymore.
Baptist. Okay. What was your spouse's name?
Lila Monahan.
And the first time you did it?
Yes, 1940.
And your first place of birth in the data
set? Really, I think. I'm not sure. This place in the interesting.
What was the date you were married?
The 27th of June, 1940.
Okay, I'm gonna let nonsense out of the way. How did you meet your spouse?
We had a reception for my uncle and was his sister. And at the party we met.
Mm-hmm.
I was 16. Did
somebody introduce you?
Everybody was just, there, and so we just met. He was sitting back and he wasn't dancing, and so my girlfriend and I said, come on, let's dance. Yeah, he didn't really dance. But I don't know. And then we just started seeing each other.
You were 16 and he was?
He was 8 years older.
Okay. Did he propose to you?
Mm-hmm. Not then. No, we went together for 4 years.
Okay. So you were 20 when he did propose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was 21 when we got married.
How did he propose?
He said he wanted to marry me. There's nothing he said here, I think.
Did he ask your parents' permission?
No.
No?
No. He just said he wanted to get married. Well, we did go in and tell him, but he didn't really ask him.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to get married.
Did he ask you, or did he just tell you that he wanted to get married?
No, he asked me, but he just told my wife. No, I think I told him, if I remember right. I told my parents.
What were your circumstances of your relationship? What were both you and your future husband doing?
I gotta say, I worked out for people that were having babies or needed help around the neighborhood. I always worked around here. I still do work for older people, not for the same thing now.
How long had you been doing it?
Well, I did it until I got married, and then after I got married, I was home with the children because I had four little ones, and after they were grown up and married, and I was on the farm then, so we had, well, after I got married the second time, I had another baby, and was off to doing the farm and that, so I was doing that, and then my father-in-law was there. My mother-in-law died 6 years after we were married, and so my father-in-law wasn't well, so I looked after him for 20 years.
After the before you were married?
I blame him, he's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Martin Branch. Okay.
Did you have any
vision? Oh, yeah.
Could you describe it
for us, please? Yeah, I should plain ring. I mean,
just
one stone, that's all.
Do you have any idea how much that would cost?
Oh, yeah, I know.
How much was that? $50.
$50? Yeah. For the set.
For the ring and the wedding ring?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have an engagement for
it? No.
Mm-hmm. Did a shower or anything?
Oh yeah, a big shower. All the community.
Mm-hmm. Was it just women that attended it?
Uh-huh. Just a lot of girls like that I knew. And
mm-hmm.
I got a lot of lovely things. Not things like they get nowadays though. I mean, now they really get wedding presents.
I see, this is what I'm interested in, like the kind of gifts where you give them, they're more usable and not as extravagant.
Yeah, like dish towels or where you fall, like, you know, when you're, like, you want to do cabbage on a scraper, things like that. Yeah. That would be a gift then. Mm-hmm. Or a pair of pillowcases, mostly hand-bound. And my mother gave me a quilt, which I'd helped her make. And so, well, a lot of time you wouldn't get a blanket or anything like that. She got that for a wedding present. Okay. It was mostly dish towels and maybe a pot or a frying pan or something like that with shower gifts.
Do people buy you gifts individually, or is it just sort of a community gift? A group of women will get together and get something for you?
Well, if I was getting a blanket or something big, they'd go together and get it. But otherwise, they just give me one article. Like.
It was, I'm sorry, it was basically kitchen things and kitchen things.
Yeah, linen or kitchen things mostly, yeah.
Do you ever get any personal things?
No.
No personal things at all? No. Mm-hmm. How'd you, is there a tea with that? Or?
Oh yes, we always have good food.
Always good in the country.
Oh yeah.
What kind of food did you have?
Sandwiches and squares mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tea and lemon.
Yeah.
Who prepared the food for the challenge?
You mean the names of the people that do?
Just in relation to you, your family, friends?
No, they weren't in relation to me, but I had worked for them, the Birches.
Okay.
And there was three different families, and they had put the shower on for me, and so they made the food. I think my mother got some squares or something, but they made the most of the food.
So, friends and nurses from the family?
Yeah. They'd be about maybe 50 or 65, somewhere there, between 50 and 60 people.
At the challenge?
Yeah.
Was there a bachelor's party? No. Mm-hmm.
Who made the preparations for the wedding? We did ourselves, my mother and I, my sister.
Was it the arrangement for the church?
Yeah. And the time of it.
Did you do the food as well?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the supper, like we had a dinner at night after. We were married at 2:30 and then we went for a drive, took pictures, and then we came back to the house and we had to do the full meal.
Mm-hmm.
My mother cooked turkey and it was cold and we were celebrating
that.
Was
the church decorated
as well themselves? Yeah. And I carried garden flowers with me. That is.
Another
garden. Oh wait, yeah, it's not yours, I'm peonies.
Who paid for the wedding?
It really wasn't that much cost for it. I mean, they gave the minister some money. I can't remember though about how much, wasn't very much. Maybe $15 or something, it wasn't very much.
You had a special dress for
wedding, do you remember? Mm-hmm. It was a light blue.
What was it made out of?
Satin.
Satin,
looking
down to...
Yeah, just above my, between my knees and my ankles.
That's where it
was.
Yeah. And to the full skirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember
that
one
thing.
Yeah. Did you make it,
or
did you buy it?
Yeah.
You
made it? Mm-hmm.
Did yourself
in it, or did you know? Well, between my mother and I, we worked together.
How much would that cost,
the
material?
Oh, I don't think I can remember.
Did you send out invitations for your wedding?
No, we just invited them people. Because we're just family and close friends.
Do you have a formal announcement for
the wedding? Is there a newspaper or something? Yeah, it was in the
After the wedding was over.
And my sister was matron of honor, and my and his brother was a groomsman, and I had his two sisters for bridesmaids, and two little friends where I worked. They were two little girls, Florence Birch and Irene Hume, which they still, I mean, the home is up on the hill here, not too far away. But I was seen them too often, but I do see them once in a while.
Did you have special dresses when you were in Florida, in the bathroom?
Yeah, they were just short.
And they were just in the
No, there was this, I can't remember what kind of hair it was, but it wasn't the satin.
What color was it?
Your dress was light blue.
Yeah, theirs, I think they're pink. I'm not sure, I can't remember now.
Did you take marriage preparation classes?
No.
Did you take them? Mm-hmm. Do you have a trousseau?
Yeah. Well, I had a just an ordinary trunk. I didn't have a PHS.
Okay,
yeah, just a trunk. I had made pills and I had fancy work pillow cases.
So you were looking at fancy work
pillow cases? Well, I fancy work for myself.
What? I never heard of fancy work for myself.
Yeah, embroidery. It's the same thing. Yeah, I guess you call it embroidery.
With different colors or with one color
specifically? No, the flower would be one color, leaves would be another color.
What other kinds of things did you have in your house?
Did you have dishes? I had got a set of dishes just a little while before, 2 months before I got married. I had saved enough money and I got myself a small set of dishes. And it was green, light green trim.
Do you have
silverware? I got silverware when I got married. Okay. So, another, just a set of 6 months.
I love to have linen
just the pillowcases, that's all.
Well, that would be more important for you.
Yeah.
So do you have a collection of special clothes for the linen?
Just a skirt, a suit, like a skirt and jacket, kind of blouse.
Mm-hmm. Did you make those yourself?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them.
What were they like?
It was gray. I like gray. Good friend?
Very versatile.
And the blouse was pink.
How long did you have the ones with it?
Yeah, it was a glow halfway between my knees and
the fashionable length of the time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do family heirlooms can you pass on to you from your family or from your husband's family that you helped check the family?
My grandmother gave me a set of it was her wedding gift, and it was a butter dish with a big top on it, the butter dish is at this size, and a spoon holder, and cream and sugar, and the cream and sugar was quite big, and it had red balls on the side of it. Mm-hmm. I've given it to my daughter, because I wanted it kept from the family, and I wanted her to have it, so I figured I'm giving them, what I think they should give them now, I'm giving it to them, because this is her great grandmother, so I wanted her to have it. So I've given it to her.
What time of day were you married?
2:30 in the afternoon.
Did you have a special meeting for that time?
No, it was just, there was service in the church every night that week that we had picked. And so we got married in the afternoon and then I didn't interfere with the service at night.
Okay. Were there last minute preparations that had to be made in the way?
No, I don't. Not particularly. It was pretty well.
The Russian cut the flowers and things?
Oh, well, a neighbor did cut the flowers for us out of her garden.
Mm-hmm. Your clothes were all prepared and
the babies already? Mm-hmm. Well, we did the potato salad in the morning, but we lost the time because the wedding wasn't until 2:30, so.
I'm talking to everyone, it sounds like everyone just had everything under control, and nowadays there's always something going on and people are running
Is the others the same way?
Well, the others were just like, no, we had no problems, so everything was ready.
Yeah. How was that your home before the wedding?
You mean,
when you were wishing your ladies to prepare that morning?
Was well, the ladies that were going to stay at the house and sort of have things organized and we came back. There were some of the neighbor ladies.
Yeah, you and your family?
We all went to church.
Where did you dress for the wedding?
At home. And that house that I said was still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
there.
Eh?
At the one in Israel?
Yeah. It's a big tall tin house.
Do you have any customs or superstitions you can have about it?
Oh, no, I didn't see my husband. He came to the church.
Is that on purpose or is that?
No, we didn't see each other.
Did you see something or something new, something or something new, and I think it's
something new? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's been very long, all along.
It's been
his memory.
It's time,
isn't it?
Can you remember what you had?
Yeah, I had my mother's pearls.
Okay. Oh,
that was what she, like, with her pearls on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess I must have had the blue garter or something. I don't remember who bought it for me, but I had a blue garter.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something
more
or something
new?
Was it older than you?
Yeah. And I had a hat. Like, was it a wide brimmed hat?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you know it's for the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Was
that
stylish
at the time?
What
did
you enjoy about that? Well, I liked. Some did, some didn't. Like, you know, just what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a hat.
So in your wedding party, you have your sister as your maid of honor, and then...
His brother, and his two sisters as bridesmaids.
And you have your father, little girls that
you're
taking care of?
Yeah, the two little father girls.
Okay. What were the memories?
The story of the ministry.
Did you have any other special music?
No, the story of the ministry. He had new suits, but his extra suit.
You
know
what
color
that?
Yeah, navy blue.
He was wearing navy blue and white blue.
Yeah. And the other boys wore navy blue too. Well, it wasn't that much money in those days for the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now there's more money. Yeah, which one was here the other night? And his wife, and they went to a wedding. And they said the bride's dress was $4,000.
Imagine.
You just stretch
your limo
to
get into
university.
Yeah, I had a big limo.
You did a lot of living on
$4,000. How did you get to the church? Did
my
dad took me? Yeah, I had a car. Yeah.
Did anybody have any house?
No,
a shed.
Yeah.
Did your bridesmaids
have any
money for flowers, or was it just you?
No, we all had flowers. Yeah. And the flower girls had flowers, too.
Did they all have a lot of money? Mm-hmm.
They had little flowers. I can't remember now what they were. I don't know if I looked in the picture
we all had flowers. And they had all the flowers you were using, you could cut from your neighbor's garden?
Uh-huh. I don't have any of the Bibles in this book. I have something.
Did you have to read the church in this
book? No, there was we'll see the flowers, like, you know, in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was flowers in the church, I mean, because they had meetings every night, and they always kept the church decorated with flowers. So.
You got extra flowers.
What about your dad's car? Did
you
read the flowers in the
No, just, the paper streamers. And those paper streamers on the car that was my brother-in-law's car, like his brother's car that he left the church before it was.
Did they
have
to put a decorator
to
the church in the car?
I don't know who did the cars, they didn't
while we were in. Did the church
make
the
United
Yeah.
Did they
guard you
all around the property there?
The
neighborhood after the wedding?
Yeah, well, I had to go down by Birch's and blow the horns. Because that's where I've been working.
How many people
attend the wedding? Between 60 and 70, I'd say.
How,
are
they all from
the
area?
Well, all my aunts and uncles and cousins and that came too, so. I didn't know there was a few people from closest friends.
Were
they
all
there? They were there for supper, and then it was open to anybody that wanted to come at night. They danced in the house.
Are
you
from
there? Yeah.
Do you have music at the service itself?
Oh, yeah.
Is it an organ or
with Norton and Lois and Stella later.
Was she a neighbor?
Yeah, she was a neighbor.
Can I read the
music that she wrote? No,
sorry.
Okay. Who conducted the sermon? Mr. Stain. Stain? Senior and junior, the two father and son.
You have two ministers?
Well, they were having the evening services, so they were both there for the wedding.
Okay.
But the father and son had been. The father didn't do that too much, but he was there.
You said that your wedding ring came
through the engagement ring. We got them, together. We engaged to him. This is not the one. This is, but they were both pretty much the same. Like, it's just one stone.
Was your wedding ring
like
just
pulled
down?
Yeah.
Did you engrave it
off? Yeah, I had little forget-me-nots on it. So this one here, but they're all worn off.
Is there a message on the inside?
I love you.
Did your husband
get a
wedding ring?
No. He didn't want one. He was a mechanic, and he said he didn't want one.
Did
he said it's too dangerous.
What you should do is sing the wedding bell.
There wasn't any bells on the church.
No?
Yeah, they threw confetti outside. They were asked not to throw it inside.
So
did you step through
the door?
Yeah. In fact, there wasn't confetti. It was rice.
Oh, really? Do you have a procession, or did you just get in the cars and drive around?
Well, yeah, we had the cars followed us around. Because we just went around the block and went back to the farm.
Yeah.
Okay. Photographs? Where were they taken? When? Well, in front of the church, there was one taken in the church. It was taken outside in front of the church and then at the house.
You took them immediately after the wedding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who took the photographs for
you? Yeah, that was some of the neighbors too. They used our camera, like Dad's camera. Because I didn't have one there.
Your community
wedding, what you think about that? Well, I started being in the community. I started out when I was 14. And from there until I was 21, so all those years, they sort of really knew me.
Okay, you had a reception at your parents' house after the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone who was at the wedding attend the reception?
Mm-hmm.
Were there extra people there? Did they just come for the reception?
Yeah, well, those extras came at night.
After the
I think just had a buffet supper, like, because it was too many to sit down. Just fix the plate. The food was all put on the table. Just fix the plate and just sit around and eat.
So cold turkey and potato salad?
Yeah. Salads of all kinds. And we had pie for dessert.
What kind of pie?
We had apple pie and raisin pie, which...
what did you have for beverages? Was there wine?
No, we didn't really have. Just tea and coffee. Mm-hmm.
Is there
toast? I don't think so. I don't wear any toast.
As far as you know, is there a difference between the French and English wedding as far as the reception goes? In terms of food?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of my friends who came were French. Mm-hmm. And I've been to French weddings. It's not really... Food is too much. So.
The wedding itself is the same?
Yeah, there's some of it in the French one, some of the words were like them, some of the parts were in French, and some in English.
Is there another bilingual service?
Yes, the ones I went to did.
Okay. Was that because they had English friends in French?
I don't know.
You didn't have a wedding cake?
Oh, yeah.
At home, you had one in Montreal?
I had one at home, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Three layer. And my mother made it and decorated it.
Was it icing?
Icing, yeah.
White?
Yeah.
How much
are
those figurines
going to cost? The figurines. Wait a minute, no, my mother did the other one. The first one was Mrs. Watson, I'm the one who did it.
My neighbor?
Yeah, what was Mabel Watson.
Oh,
she
found me in the garage.
She decorated cakes then.
We have a Watson's garage on the museum
front. That's her husband's garage.
Yeah? I didn't know that. Yeah, it was her that decorated my cake.
She didn't make it, but she was decorated.
No, she was decorated. My mother made it.
Because mm-hmm. your mother made the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bribe her with that.
Mm-hmm.
How far ahead of the wedding has the cake made?
About 3 weeks. After the dark cake.
Did you cut any pieces for the reception and have it around?
Uh-huh.
Did you cut the whole cake or did you save part of it?
We just cut it and put it on a tray and passed it like we didn't, like they do now, they wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do that.
Did you sleep on it before you did?
I don't think so.
You didn't save a layer of sweetener for your first anniversary?
Oh yeah, the top layer was kept.
For how long?
Till the baby was born. Next year. She was born the end of May.
Yeah, it just all went away.
Yeah.
Why did you
keep
that one?
It didn't have
to. I don't know. It dried up, but it didn't spoil.
Oh. Put it in a tin?
Yeah, put it in a tin down in the cellar. But it stayed nice. It didn't, you know. Well, the rice got yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't mold or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
So you had a dance at the farmhouse after
uh-huh.
the reception that was open to anybody.
Yeah.
What kind of music did you have this morning?
It was piano and fiddle and a guitar.
Oh, do I?
We had a piano in our house, and one of my aunt's friends came down with them, and he played the piano, and it was two babies played the guitar. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you and your husband start dancing?
Yeah, but he wasn't very much for dancing.
That's how he met him.
Yeah.
He wasn't dancing.
Do you remember any of the names of the songs like that?
Yeah. Like when I hear it now, they come back to me, but I remember the names of them, I can't remember the names of them.
Okay. Did you throw your bouquet?
Yeah.
At the reception
or
at
the game? Before
I left. Oh,
the house had to the bouquet, and my niece caught it.
Did it work?
No, I don't think so.
Did you
throw your guard away? No, I don't think so.
When did you receive your wedding gift?
Okay. A lot of them came, your wedding gifts?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them came in ahead, but then someone was off that night. But I opened them right as they came in, because I didn't dance that much when I opened my gifts. And they were displayed in a room upstairs in the bedroom and people were walking with them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gifts did you get?
As I said, blankets and
mm-hmm.
Pots.
So
fancy plates, fancy cake plates. And
so kind of the shower was a community thing, but then this was all your outfits and stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of useful things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more expensive things like the put a toaster and an
mm-hmm.
iron and things like that.
So do you need a gift to people in the area or just family?
Mostly family.
Mm-hmm. Did you and your husband exchange anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go for honeymoon?
Montreal.
For how long?
About 5 days. Because we left there when we were back before the next weekend. I can't remember exactly how long, but we took 5 days.
Okay.
Well, we stayed with my aunt and uncle, and they're at their house, so was not that much expense except the gas.
You drove?
Yeah.
Do you have tin cans in the back of the car? Do you have a ghost plan or anything?
Yeah, they have the tin cans off. They didn't stay on very long, but I took them off.
Okay, so after you came back to Montreal, where did you set up?
We lived at Bars.
At Bars?
Mm-hmm.
In your own home or with your
own home? No, we lived in an apartment. Well, it was like 2 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my, the baby was born. Well, I was there when the baby was born, but I went back to the farm when she was born at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so.
Did you work outside the home after you were there?
No.
Okay.
I think there was one lady, she was expecting a baby, and she said, oh, well, she's not even married, you won't come, and I said, yes, I'll come. She had her baby in December, so I went. And but her baby's just that much earlier than mine.
Oh.
He was born in December, mine, so. And I'm still friends with her, and in fact, I'm going to go and stay with her. She's 90 years old now. And she is having a cataract replacement on one eye right now, on the 11th of August.
My grandmother had that done 2 years ago.
Yeah, how old is she?
She just turned 18.
Yeah. Is she okay now? She's a bit nervous about it, but the doctor tells her to be okay.
My grandmother, my great-grandmother had that done after she was old. And the field, she was just thrilled. It seemed so much better.
She's going to like that too, because she can't see anything right now. And it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going there on the 13th of August.
Yeah.
Stay with her.
It helps you, right? You didn't deliver the baby, you just helped her.
Did you? No, I didn't deliver the baby, but then I looked after her after she left, or after the doctor left, so I looked after her and the baby.
Did you have midwife?
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was a midwife. You were
a midwife, and you didn't have any help. You delivered the baby, though.
Well, no, the doctor did.
Oh, you did have a doctor.
You watched the baby in that, but
some general questions, though.
Okay.
Were there any special traditions in your family about wedding?
Like what do you mean?
Does it certain have to be a certain day or a certain month? Or?
No. We just like doing, I guess, because of course he was married in June.
You have some photographs of your parents that you think, how was your wedding different from your parents?
Not too much different, really, because they had their meal at home, too. One of my parents was a double wedding.
A double wedding? You
were
married with your sister?
My cousin.
Mm-hmm. You married in the church, or were you married in the home?
We were married in the church, but then once the time was famous for hot
wheels. You mean your mother's wedding dress? She didn't keep it for her to go to you?
I couldn't wear it too. she was only 17 when she got married. She was very, very slim.
Mm-hmm.
I was 21 when I got married, so I was older than she was.
But she still had it? Just in case someone wanted it?
Yeah, I don't know whether my sister wore it or not. No, my sister got meat now. She had it. No, I don't think anybody wore it.
Okay. Were there differences between the rural and the urban wedding? People got married in the city, obviously there were different
things. Well, my sister's married in the city, but she came down to farm for me and her.
Okay.
And they had a flat tire on the way down. He insisted on driving himself, and so they were driving with the best man and the bridesmaid, the maker of honor in the back, and he had flat tires, so the other car all had to stop because he was in front. But they were married at Fourth Avenue Baptist Church. I think it's on Bank Street.
And your sister had a more fun
wedding
than you?
Yeah.
Can you describe
her dress first? It was like a boil. It was very signature.
And layers
on it? No, just the one layer, but then she had layers of slips underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Or a crinoline?
Mm-hmm.
She had a crinoline on hers.
And you had
another
half that she had
in
the back?
Yeah.
How long was it? Mm-hmm.
Hers was to the ground.
Was she
a slight train. Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
She was married in 42.
What kind of flowers did she bring?
Roses. Mm-hmm. They were bought.
She didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was a totally different wedding.
Well, she had more money than I had. Because she had been working in the government for quite a few years. She didn't get married until she was about 25. She was 23 that's right because she was born in 1920 so she was 23 she was 23 so she was 23 so she was 23 so your family did all the stuff when she was 23 my house was there I had two little children Betty was 2 years old and another boy was 6 months old but that didn't stop
you were busy anyway.
Well, we did all the cooking and everything and my sister was flower girl she was I think she was fine.
Were you
in the church
that
one? Oh, I don't know because I didn't know the church at all until I went in for the wedding.
Yeah.
I imagine they must have did it themselves.
Was it
and they had big bows on the feet, like, you know, where the guest mm-hmm. were just sitting.
So it's much
more
formal again?
Yeah. The bridesmaids? We had, we just put... We just tied ribbons on the front seat, on the front chairs, because it was just chairs in the church. And we had just tied ribbons on the front. And she had little flowers. In fact, I think it was a rose she had ribbon tied on each pew, like, for the first couple of weeks.
You took it down with her at the front?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been to weddings recently?
I think it all depends on how much money you've got to spend on it. But they do have red dresses to the floor most of them.
Did the service change much?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them write their own now. My daughter's wedding, when they got married, I made their clothes, their dresses for them. I don't think they went fine. I don't see them going to put their
They had a horse and buggy. They were outside of their...
Jane, yeah. Well, I love